As we begin this evening, just taking a few moments to arrive. So part of that is physically relaxing, softening any tension that's in the body, even to some degree, slowing down. Checking in with the posture, feeling the ground of the body, or the hips and the legs. Noticing how that connects you to the earth. Provides a point of stability, a point of reference that this is where I am sitting, standing. Invite a elongation of the spine and the head toward the sky. A sense of freeing the head and neck. So rest easy on the shoulders. And a quality of openness, receptivity through the body, through the torso, the belly, chest. All that is needed, all that is asked of us for the meditation is simply to be present, to simply acknowledge what arises each moment without assumptions or expectations. This is what's here. The mind, of course, may want to continue to solve the problems of our life or remember the past. Gently, but firmly, bring yourself back to just what's here right now. Just this breath, this sensation of the body, just the sound. Trusting that this simple connection, this simple knowing, is all that's needed in this moment. The immediacy of the breath, of a rising body sensation, of a sound. Even thoughts, emotions, allowing those too to be felt in the immediacy of this moment, feeling how they echo, how they vibrate within the body. patiently, bringing yourself back, practicing meeting each experience with non-resistance, with even a warmth of heart, and an awareness imbued with kindness. In meditation, we can practice in a mode of observing, choosing to observe one aspect of experience, like the breath, like sound, and letting everything else fade away, releasing everything else except one chosen object. This is the one-pointed awareness, pointing our attention on one object. Another mode, which we are exploring tonight, is when we're more sitting in the middle of our experience, open to the arising of multiple things. This asks us to be in a more still and collected place, like sitting in the middle of a room and watching the various things pass through it, a friend, an animal, a bird, whatever it might be. Something passes through our experience, like the breath, and it's noticed. And the next thing that arises might be a sensation. And the next thing, perhaps a sound arises, all held in this quality of choiceless awareness, where we're not choosing to focus on any one thing, but simply allowing it all to arise and be seen. And so too with thought or emotion. Noticed, brought into mindfulness, seen, acknowledged. And when that naturally passes and fades, simply resting in the receptivity for whatever chooses to arise next. In this mode of meditation, it's much less self-directed. The meditation starts to run itself. What is arising right now? Resting in what knows and embraces all. It doesn't matter from this perspective of meditation what is arising. Joy, sorrow, pleasure, or pain. This is all held equally with balance of attention. You may notice as you rest more and more in this choiceless awareness, the sense of you as the meditator, the you who is controlling, the you who is choosing to look here or there, softens, becomes more opaque. This is natural. This is what this type of meditation asks. Practice relaxing into that, trusting that awareness will know without you having to be so involved. Even softening this sense of I am hearing, I am feeling, softening the very I am meditating, just to see how that is. And as we sit here, practicing with choiceless awareness, there may be this sense that everything is being known by this central location. Everything's being observed through the sense of me. Now playing with this even a little bit more, imagining that the air, the very air within the room that you're sitting right now, is what is meditating, is what is knowing. Trying to get a sense as the air touches everything within the room, including yourself. That this is actually a deeper capacity of this choiceless awareness. So it's non-centralized. Not worrying if it's as confusing or doesn't make sense. It won't make sense to a part of our mind. Just playing. Imagining the very awareness is filling the room. And within that awareness, sensation arises, the breath, sound, thought, emotion, and even the sense of me as the meditator. What would this be like? From this perspective, there's even a deeper sense of non-resistance, a deeper spaciousness. As thoughts, emotions arise, they're held in a spacious field. This field of awareness, of direct knowing. Even thoughts that arise that would have been a distraction before are now just another thing moving through this field of awareness. Sometimes in this choiceless awareness, we can get a little spacey, a little diffuse, bringing in an aliveness, a wakefulness, a quality of exquisite sensitivity. feeling the nuances, the details. Feeling them not within the narrow confines of our normal sense of me, but within this spaciousness of choiceless awareness. In the last 5 minutes or so of this meditation, either continuing with this choiceless awareness or coming back into a one-pointed awareness, like the breath and the body. And you may notice that that one-pointedness is even now infused with a quality of spaciousness, a deeper capacity to hold and to know the nuances of each experience, each sound, each breath, each sensation. Just this breath, this sound, just this sensation. And in a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Staying within the meditation until the sound fades. And even then, coming out slowly, bringing the visual field for a few moments into the meditation after the sound fades.